It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Stacy Ingstead, who is a board member with the Barnes County Historical Society. Stacy, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Absolutely. Glad to be here again.
Nice to have you with us. We've got a couple of things to talk about. Maybe we should do them in chronological order.
Sure.
As far as what's coming up on January 16th. This is called a film fest. This could be fun.
I think this could be real fun. You can't complain that we don't have fun things to do in Valley City in the cold,
that's right,
dark month of January.
No. We're really filling up, and we're really filling up the weekend of January 25th with a lot of activities, too.
Awesome.
But that's another story.
Yeah.
Let's get to the museum.
Yeah.
Wes has got this 16-millimeter film fest. Tell us about that, Stacy.
Right. So the museum has a small collection of 16-millimeter films. So they're little, small educational movies. There's a wide variety of topics, national and international politics, science, Cold War, Vietnam, different environmental and social issues and health. And so Wes whips out and fires up that old 16-millimeter projector and then shows these fun films. Yeah. And it's just fun to remember that that's how we used to watch
when we were kids in school.
Yes.
And hear that tick, 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 tick when it was all done.
Right, and we used to love it because my dad would play them in reverse. So then if you dove off the diving board in the video, you got sucked out of the water and back onto the diving board.
Like to
right.
Do that, yeah.
I don't know that Wes is going to be doing any reversals,
okay.
But it's still so, I think it's fun to see just how we consumed information 50, 60, 70 years ago.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And now it's at our fingertips on our phone or at home on our laptop or even on our TV.
Right.
As long as we're streaming or something, it's just incredible how we get information. But that comes up on January 16th. So Thursday, January 16th, 7 o'clock at the Barnes County Museum, free and open to all. Get there and check that out.
And there will be popcorn served. And Louis Leggy is making his famous homemade root beer.
Oh, for the film fest.
Yeah,
too, huh?
For the film fest. So you can have a little snack, enjoy a homemade root beer, and watch the films.
Oh, boy. Well, that leads me into his homemade root beer made into his homemade box elder syrup. Now, I can speak about this testimonial-wise because over the weekend I had made pancakes, and I put on Louis Leggy's box elder syrup. It is fantastic.
Awesome.
So make sure that you, when you go to the feed, and Stacy's going to talk about that, that you take and taste test his box elder homemade, made right here northwest of Valley City. And I've been out there when he made it, too. Tell us a little bit about another big one, annual Pancake Fest, right?
Right. Yeah. So we've got our annual Pancake Feed fundraiser. It's Monday, January 20th, 4:30 to 7 downstairs in the Riverside Room at the Eagles.
Okay.
It's a suggested free will offering, and the suggested donation is $10 for adults and $5 for children. Serving, regular traditional hotcakes and also the Swedish pancakes. And if you haven't had those are delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
And then pork sausage. And then again, all your traditional butter, regular syrup, and Louis' famous box elder syrup. Now, before I heard about the syrup, I didn't know box elders were good for anything except the bugs.
See, that's where people get confused.
No box elder bugs were killed in the making of the syrup.
Not at all. Not at all. And it's an actual tree that has sap, and then you take the sap and you make syrup out of it. And it's a Native American tradition, Louis Leggy told me, that he learned how to do himself, how to take the sap out of the trees in March, and then all of a sudden it's like, and all the cooking and steaming and all of the broiling and all that goes involved with this, but it turns out to be, it's really good.
Yeah.
And it really is. Yeah.
I always think it's fun to, again, consume things the way that we used to.
Uh-huh.
By making things from scratch and, doing things that way.
Yeah.
So it's always fun to try something new. And like you said, it's a labor-intensive process, and we get to enjoy the outcome of that process.
And it's a labor of love for Louis.
Yeah.
You know, it really is.
Right.
It's just fantastic. So, and also the root beer, too, homemade root beer. So check that out.
Yeah, I don't know how you make homemade root beer, but you might have to have Louis on Voice of the Valley just to talk about the process of homemade root beer.
I think so. Yeah, I'm going to taste test it because I've taste tested the syrup. So, well, that's great. That the annual Pancake Feed fundraiser, again, Monday, January 20th, which is Martin Luther King Day, which is also the day that Donald J. Trump is inaugurated. So it's a big day.
A lot going on.
A lot going on.
And, you know, I'm not sure which of those three events is the most impact on the world. But I'm voting for the Pancake Feed.
I know which one is. We're voting for the Pancake Feed, okay? Again, that is Monday, January 20th, 4:30 to 7 o'clock in the Riverside Room, which is in the basement of the Eagles Club. Stacey, let's talk a little bit about membership. Membership, volunteers are needed for the museum as well, right?
Right. So annual memberships at the museum are super reasonable. It's $20 for an individual, $35 for a family, and $50 for a business for the year. And that supports all the activities that we put on, which include the monthly lecture series, which this month is the film festival. And there's just a lot of different things that the museum is involved with bringing to Valley City. And so memberships, they'll be available to purchase at the Pancake Feed. So if that's something you're interested in, you can purchase a membership. Also at the Pancake Feed, the Barnes County 150th anniversary book will be available for purchase. Okay. That's $30. And if you've never seen that, it is really a beautifully done book. They sell it also at the museum. Wes has got some at the museum, but there will be some available for purchase at the Pancake Feed. And also, when I was going through the information to talk to you today, I was not aware that Barnes County's birthday is January 4th.
Yeah.
So Barnes County just had a birthday.
Just had a birthday.
Yeah. So it's just a really, the information about the history of Barnes County and the photos in there, it's just really neat and really reasonably priced. I should also mention that the proceeds from the Pancake Feed this year were looking to primarily use them to promote the World War II Heritage City designation that we received this fall.
That was a nice designation, yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. The National Park Service established this designation to recognize the contribution of towns, cities, counties, and the citizens of those areas and how they stepped up into the workforce and volunteered to support America's involvement with World War II. So
super.
It was a pretty intensive application process. And so we are super excited that we received that designation. And so the proceeds from this year's Pancake Feed, we're looking to put towards establishing an area in town that recognizes that status. So we're still in the process of working on exactly what that's going to be. But there's been a lot of ideas floated around and some things kind of put into the pipeline. But so that's a really cool thing for our community. The other thing that does is then we're listed on the registry with the National Park Service. And it drives people to our community to check out this community that helped on the home front during World War II. So World War II enthusiasts can follow the path through the United States of these designated areas.
What an honor. Very nice honor. Well, to be announced as to what where this site will be at a later date. Stacey, thanks so much for joining us on
Absolutely.
The show today. Yeah. So let's all have a good January ahead. It looks like we got plenty of things
We've
to see
and
do,
movies,
right?
We've got movies, pancakes, popcorn, root beer, all kinds of great stuff
everything.
To keep us warm. Yes.
Thank you, Stacey.
Yep. Have a great day, Steve.
There's Stacey Inkstead, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.